This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 464 for Monday, July 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are stronger on Monday, trading right below major chart resistance as weather concerns across North America provided support. Canola is up $2 to $4. November up $3.70 at $478.60 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil both posted solid gains today, their first day back after the Independence Day long weekend, as hot and dry weather conditions across the Midwest sparked buying interest. Excessive moisture in parts of western Canada, including hail and flood damage, added to the weather-related strength in canola, as speculators covered short positions. However, chart resistance did hold to the upside, with the November contract topping out at just over $480 per ton. A move above that level could spark additional fund short covering. Soybeans in Chicago there up on the day, up 9.5 cents in November at 9.06¼ per bushel. Forecast calling for hot and dry conditions across much of the Midwest for the next week accounted for much of the strength in beans. Expectations for a slight decline in the weekly U.S. crop condition ratings were also supportive. The USDA reported private export sales of 264,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. That helped alleviate some concerns over mounting tensions between the two countries. Corn futures were also boosted by hot and dry weather across the Corn Belt. September corn up 3 cents at 346.5 per bushel. The USDA also reported private export sales of 204,000 tons of corn to China and 182,000 tons to Mexico this morning. Wheat futures, meanwhile, ended mixed. Chicago wheat up a penny in September at $4.93 per bushel, Kansas City 4 cents higher in September at $4.38 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat up 3 cents in September at $5.13 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is moving along and is expected to be over half complete, to as much as two-thirds done in today's crop update. Meanwhile, rains in the northern U.S. were thought to have helped spring wheat in the area, with condition ratings expected to improve on the week. Russia's wheat crop was downgraded by analysts there to 80.9 million tons from an earlier estimate of 82.7 after early yield reports start to come in. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 6th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.